This is a Cross Visions podcast, episode 7. I like to tell you on this one, we gonna take you to heaven. We back again as always. You know, normally I have my dude Black Magic here with me, but I got Mr. Focus here with me in the flesh. We gonna get to his poetry. He got some nice poetry, comedic poetry that'll spin your mind, but we're gonna build for right now. You know, I love the fact that you've been tuning into this podcast, and you know, I want to shout out the most love to you. Like I said, this is episode 7. We're gonna take you to heaven, make you believe in things you've never seen, make you understand thoughts and dreams you never would have conceived inside your own mind. But I want you to build with me. As we build together, then we be able to unlock each other's mind. One love, one power. It's a Cross Visions podcast, episode 7. Mr. Focus, how you doing? You sitting here with me. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast. You know, speak to the people. You know what I'm saying? Introduce yourself.
How y'all doing? It's Focus. I like everybody energy. I promote positive energy. I'm here to promote positive energy. You know what I mean? Let's get out here.
Now, Mr. Focus, tell me, what's the meaning of being Mr. Focus? What is it? Because, you know, this episode 7, you know, you're a new guest on my podcast, and we're trying to take people to heaven. We're trying to open up their consciousness to where they never thought it could go. So when we tell somebody focus, we're really preparing their mind to really bite down and look at the detail of things. So I want you to tell me, like, what is Mr. Focus? What does that stand for? So we get the people, you know what I'm saying, an understanding, a greater understanding. This is a podcast. Listen, we can take our time. We can fuck up. We can do whatever. You know what I'm saying?
All but right, yeah. So listen, man, you know, I got a very, very unique name. You know what I'm saying? I usually go by my first name, but people can pronounce it. So I say, just call me Focus. They say, Focus. I say, yeah, that's what I do. I focus. You know what I'm saying? So took that, ran with it. You know what I'm saying? And then a long time ago, you know what I'm saying, wise woman told me, you know, the acronym for focus, you know, and it broke it down to me, you know, follow one's courses until successful.
Wow.
So, you know, I put my mind there, that's where I'm at, you know. If you want to see me, you know, you want to see me focus, right?
Right, you said follow one's course until what?
Successful.
Successful. Follow one's course until successful, people. Focus. I got Mr. Focus here with me. We're going to cut straight into him. He got a comedic poem for you guys. I believe you would like it. You know what I'm saying? I loved it first time he shared it with me. And I'm having him share it with you guys. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get everybody fully entertained. And, you know, it's all Black poetry, Black business, Black power, Black understanding, Black dwelling, Black entertainment. That's all we about. And you ready, Focus?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Bring me in. You know what I'm saying? Let the people hear it.
To smoke or not smoke? Now that's the question of the day. There are so many people that hear my story, and so many can relate.
Can relate.
My buddy left a little flower he said was power. Go ahead and keep it. Going to work is just my ethic, but being high is the secret. Only the smokers can really peep it. But I'm halfway through my shift. It's time for lunch. I want a munch. Can I get the fish and shrimp combo and a large fruit punch? Scratch that. Can I get a strawberry lemonade, lemon pepper, a little more? Yeah, I'm straight. I'm in the car smashing on brake. Then I think to myself, I should have bought some cake. Then I glide through the rest of my day until the bell rings. Damn, it's time to go get these badass cherries. Complaining about urine. I mean, Daddy, I got a pee-pee. Can I eat this little Reese? Daddy, you passed Wendy's. My teacher said I need to eat more. I'm looking skinny. Am I high or is this little nigga fucking with me? So to smoke or not to smoke, that's the question of the day. There are so many people that hear my story and so many can relate.
I like that. I like that a lot. I like that. I love it. To smoke or not to smoke, people. To smoke or not to smoke. You know, this is a Cross Visions podcast, episode 7. This is the first segment. I'm going to give you a commercial break. Listen to these tunes, listen to this knowledge, and be right back. Thank you.
Yeah. carry gold crown, put it on my head. Now it's about to go down, put the kiss to bed. All the people recognize a specialized authority, ruling over nations, and it'll be taking a majority. Okay. Since I'm Lion King, I got all the fight up in me. You should reconsider who is bigger before you try to swing. You should know exactly what I am, cause what I do. Look you in your eyes, I realize that you won't shoot. Purple robe, red carpet, and my shoes is blue. Gold chain, you insane, you a lame, I should've knew. Rain down slicing, climbing up the dynasty. Sitting on a throne, it's exclusive, they gon' try to see.
This is the Cross Visions Podcast back again. I'd like to thank you for listening to that commercial break, that song by Black Magic. But we back again with a discussion, Cross and Black Magic. Do you believe black people can be racist just because a certain people don't like another certain people because of the oppression that they inflict on them? Does that make them wrong? Check it out, y'all. Tell me what you think. Listen hard. Cross.
But on a grand scale, where it's an actual American War, Civil War, and it's stamped that, classified, throw it in the history books and all that. I think that, fuck that, nigga. Keep it down to where it's at now, because like you say, it's going to happen. We can't get rid of it. Okay, bet. Let's just keep it to that minimum, where niggas is just, you got petty little shit going on. Damn, white guy killed this black dude. Black guy killed that black dude. You know, that's the war. Let that happen on that level. But for it to happen on a grand scale where, like, the government gets involved, where they treat it as a national tragedy, that's what the evil ones ultimately want, because that's what's going to create the chaos, which is going to be a distraction for them to create the agenda they're trying to create. The race war shit is a distraction. But like you say, it's going to happen.
It's inevitable.
But we can keep it on a, like, on a petty level, to where
that's inevitable, bro. Like in the art of war, you gotta identify your enemy, and it's a comp. You gotta have resolve for a conflict. I get what you said. It is. I agree with you. It is something petty, something old, and it's a distraction. But the reason why it's one of the helliest distractions, because it's a situation that's never been addressed.
It's been addressed several times.
No, it's like problems in the house that they just sweep under the rug. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I look at black people and white people as two brothers, a black brother and a white brother. They get into a struggle, a fight here and there, but the family keeps sweeping it under the rug instead of letting these niggas take it out in the backyard, fight a couple rounds, gain each other respect.
Okay. Right. Yeah, you're right.
That's it. It got to be resolved. Yeah. We never have resolved to where it'd be like, well, these two niggas got to hash it out. I'm about to talk about go to war with each other, like we about to kill all white people about to kill all. I'm saying we never got to get in full conflict to where we got to resolve. You know what I'm saying? We've always just conflict, throw a bone, sweep it under the rug.
What would be your definition of a full combat or conflict?
That comes to a resolve?
That comes from resolve.
I take it back to ancient days to where we doing war like white people do war. But the way black people did war was, we have a conflict and we're going to go to war. But only so many people can die. Once so many people die, then we come to a resolve of, this is what I want and this is what you want. And we come to an ultimate agreement based on the fact that these many people have died for me, these many people have died for you, so we have to come to a resolve. It's like, technically, every time we wanted to go to war or wage war against just getting our rights and shit, they've killed all our generals, and they've never had any casualties. They killed Malcolm, Martin, other people we don't know of, that small activists that's trying to come up and even destroy the Black Panthers, but they have had no casualties, to where we can respect them in the fact of trying to get a resolve. We're constantly still in the battle because we've lost all our generals, and they're constantly on the defense because they know they have not taken any licks strategically, and they have not given up any pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like war must happen. And when I say war, I don't mean war in the sense of, like, we all got to kill each other, like I said. I'm saying, like, we got to have some tension that builds a resolve. It's just tension, and then they sweep that shit under the rug. That's why that shit's one of the biggest and helliest distractions, because it's never been a war that has came to a resolve. Like, technically,
what war could you, has this type of war happened
somewhere else? Yeah, I was just about to give you an example. The perfect example is, like, the war in Afghanistan.
Okay.
Like, technically, we supposed to go to war against their Taliban and get a resolve. We destroyed their Taliban, we dismantled and destroyed their leader, Osama bin Laden. It is time for us to go and let the people do what they may, do what they must. That's part of the agreement. But we still police in their area, which means it's no resolve. It's just all war.
Like some bully shit.
It's like, no. It is bully shit. What you mean? America's the biggest bully.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't.
We get to walk through. We get to walk through all international airports with our weapons. All the other people must surrender their weapons and not walk through other international airports. Americans, American militias, the only militia that gets to walk through any international airport with their motherfucking weapons. And dare you to say so. Motherfucking master sergeant, tell a motherfucker, like, you must check in your weapons. We ain't checking in shit. That's how America is, nigga. When they see us and see what you represent, that's why even abroad, they be like, you're not African, you're American. You know what I'm saying? They recognize our color and skin, but we born a different type of way.
So do you think that that's what's needed? The similar to the war in Afghanistan, you think that should happen between white people and black people?
It already has. The war in Afghanistan, they haven't left.
No, I'm talking about you saying we need a resolve comparative to
the war in Afghanistan. That was a war that's still going on and it has not have no resolve because imperatively they have just been doing the same thing to us as they're doing to them, which is suppress them and not have any not give up any pieces. So they give up any pieces so that we can gain. Yes, we lost troops, but we didn't gain anything. We didn't give up anything to help them. You know what I'm saying? Everything was for gain for us to milk them of their resources. Just like everything was to gain for us over here, throw us a couple bones, keep us a certain way so they can milk us of the resource of us working, coming up with entertainment stuff. But I'm going to give you a war that came to a resolve. A perfect war that came to a resolve was when we went against them, when we dropped bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, nigga. When we dropped the atomic bombs, nigga. So we blew they shit up. Because we lost a whole massacre of niggas fighting them niggas on their home territory, nigga. So we had to drop that bomb. So we dropped that bomb after we lost some niggas. And we came to an agreement. We still paying survivors or different people that was over there when they were bombed. We still paying reparations to them, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's a war that came to a resolve. You know what I'm saying? One party realized their influence and how they have fucked up a nation, or if they were wrong, and the fucking compromise came when they, like, the fucking Koreans is getting reparations from other fucking from America, bro, for dropping bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, nigga. Although they did attack Pearl Harbor to show we ain't to be fucked with, but you see, that's how they got their respect. Niggas, we ain't about to do that. You see, the kamikazes of Pearl Harbor. They all sacrificed themselves for the greater good. And though that sparked the atomic bomb to drop, that made America leave them alone and America in their back pocket to where they're able to move forward and shit. So they won. But they took the ultimate, they paid the ultimate sacrifice. They sacrificed some pieces. America sacrificed some pieces. And then America took it too far as the rules playing the wage in war. I mean, they did, dropping a bomb is within the rules, but a bomb of that size on more civilians than motherfucking militia is called genocide. So they had to pay reparations, but that's, you know what I'm saying, that them people sacrifice for their freedom and the motherfucking, get the America out their foot out their ass. So now America owe them. But that's a war that came to ultimate compromise. You know what I'm saying? The wars in the Middle East don't come to no compromise because technically we want their minerals, which I believe.
So you would compare it to America and North Korea?
I would compare, yes. I would compare that war to what is needed between white and black. Although we get niggas, you see every day on the news that a motherfucker get killed or choked out by a cop, so we sacrifice pieces on a motherfucking
thing. That's another thing, the black versus blue war.
Ain't no black versus blue war, nigga. If you put on a fucking badge, and you a nigga, you basically put on the hood, bro. OGs and everybody that's 70 and older will tell you that badge ain't nothing but a hood, nigga. They trading their hoods for badges. Just like back then it was the Ku Klux Klan, I guarantee you some niggas up under them motherfucking hoods, too. Dave Chappelle made a joke, but he was speaking the real. Straight up.
Yeah. You, see, my only thing is the resources. So it's like, if we even have that type of conflict that leads to resolve, which I'm not saying it won't, in theory, all the resources that we would have to get, as well as what they would have to get,
right.
I just feel like that's where the distraction is the worst. Okay. The worst symptom of the distraction is overusing resources that you could be using to really build brands, platforms, businesses, corporations, franchises that can help the ultimate enemy, which we could say, we could classify it as white supremacy, even though that there's always a group behind the group. I feel like the best way to fight back is with resources. And if they can confuse us, or guide us, not confuse, guide, because the war is already going to be there, like you said, guide us into focusing more so on these people that's in my own house rather than those who own the house. Bro, who I'm trying to get rid of.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's the ultimate plot.
War is inevitable because war is inevitable because, like Malcolm X said, that's like asking your abuser, your raper, your oppressor to please stop. And I'm about to give you a perfect example. November 17th, 2019, which is what, a week from now or whatever, the Supreme Court is meeting and they're trying to ratify the First Amendment and our civil rights. You know what that is? It's called it's economic inclusion. Economic inclusion goes with, you know, they say you only got this job because you have, what's that, what they call that? When black people got the job because they were black. What's that called?
Affirmative action.
Affirmative action. All of our affirmative action and inclusion. Employer can fire you, yes, because you're black, and say yes, that's why. And ratifying the First Amendment to the Civil Rights Act is motherfucking taking us back to 1960. Our enemy does not play fair. That's why I say the war that our ancestors waged, whether it be it during the time of slavery or during the time of the 60s, they lost. Which means, nigga, and our enemy don't even bow away. They keep sticking it, and they about to ratify and get rid of the First Amendment and the fucking Civil Rights Act. It was an interview on the Breakfast Club where they were talking about it. It was, it's an ex-congressman. He was on there because he's fighting Comcast. All this started because they feel black people should have their economic inclusion in the business of Comcast. And Comcast would want to bring to the Supreme Court, and Donald Trump people are the ones that's in motion. November 17th is when they going into court to fight and see. And they got, I'm not saying we're going to lose, but ain't nobody got more money than the government that they can spend on lawyers and shit.
Damn, you gotta write some dates down.
It's in my head. November 17th.
No, you write it down for me.
They got 11.
I'm like, all right, not November 17th, 3 weeks before that.
Nigga, 11/17, nigga. That's
nigga
why they said
some shit like quick as
the distraction. The distraction, yes, was the race shit, but it was a reminder that we don't want to look away. Like, we supposed to go to war, bro. Yeah, but niggas, we scared. And I don't blame us and shit, because I have talks with OGs or even my mother and shit, and me knowing this as well. These motherfuckers got weapons we ain't even got, bro. They got chemicals that we ain't even got. They got motherfucking smoke. They could drop a smoke bomb in the hood that destroy everybody. They ain't gotta use no weapons. You know what I'm saying? So, but we still gotta fight because we gotta force them to commit the same genocide that the Nazis committed on the Jews, and the world will see this tragedy. And we supposed to do all that shit for Africa and all the other colored people around the world. But we love our music and we love the money that they give us, so we don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying? We don't want. But the only out that I give us is we come through slavery. So this is a product of slavery. We brainwashed and we just that because it's a product of slavery. But we better than that. We can break these chains because we way smarter. You know what I'm saying? But our enemy don't play fair. That's why I said we got to go to war. People don't want to hear that because it's the truth. When I had to go to war, I had to go, though, but it was hard to
face.
What
would,
is the truth.
What would be your definition of the black man's enemy? Like, who is that to you? Are you saying that that's the white man?
Yes. And I base this upon...
So the worst thing that we should be worrying about is the white man?
Yes. What has... And this might sound crazy, but we got to be real and honest and look at the facts. Through history, what has been our greatest oppressor? Has it been a lion? Has it been a tiger? Has it been a bear? Fuck no. Has it been a chimps? Hell no. I'm going to say the Arabs, too. That's why they helping. Because they was the first to come and slaughter us and fuck us up and all that other shit. But anyway, get into them hoes later. But because they was our biggest haters when we was at our pinnacle. But I'm just saying, yes, and I'm basing this upon history. Let's be honest. I'm basing this upon history. We can't say it's the rich and the wealthy, because they're like, look what the rich and wealthy do to these type of white people, this and that. These niggas is fucking cannibals, nigga. Yes, they do that to their own, nigga. Like, for real, like, Jew is another white motherfucker to me, bro. And you see what they did to them? America talking about the Russians trying to take us over, just that they want to go to war with them. Nigga, that's just another one of them. Yeah, they got, because that's how cannibalistic they are. But let's be honest. If they all join together like Voltron.
Yeah, Voltron.
Look, they join together like Voltron when it's time to suppress some colored people, though.
Right. Quick as hell.
Yep. They all put all that beef and shit aside when it's time to ride against somebody else that ain't white. Nigga. That's what I'm saying. Like, we need to identify the fact, bro. We got to, and when I say, like, that's your enemy, to where we walk around like, fuck you, honky, and this and that. You must know your enemy to be able to combat against your enemy. A combat doesn't mean to be an aggressor or be aggressive. You have to know how to approach this person, because whether they have good intentions or bad intentions, what they have to offer is a war against you being a black male that you were designed to be. For real.
I could see that. That makes sense.
There are good white people. Your white friends are good. They what make you want to get out the hood, expand, and have businesses in other places and shit. But let's be honest. If we were all unified in black, we would want to keep it black. Not to say the white friend is not trying to look out for you. You know what I'm saying? To help you become a successful black man. But in a sense, his mind doesn't help you stay focused on your color. I know that has nothing to do with you. Everybody is like, me, and my generation, me, and my family, and this and that. But it's like, my nigga, if we don't fight for us, then we gonna constantly, our children and the people we have seeds are constantly gonna relive the same shit of before. They still killing niggas and beating niggas ass like the 60s, and we still ain't doing shit. We still just like them niggas in the 60s, so we can't talk about, I used to talk about our ancestors like, damn, man, they fought, they was really scared, this and that. But I'm like, nigga, get pulled over and motherfucking roughed up by the white police and treated like this. Now, I'll be real, I ain't about to stop and say shit. And they gonna beat my ass, dog. Probably end up shooting me. And I feel like we are a product of the same things as before and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, when I say wage war, the way to wage war against these niggas, they know what it is. And the biggest way to wage war is just to unify, bro. So, when I say it's time to go to war, I mean, it's time for us to join together like Voltron. Then we're going to figure out how we're going to attack. That would mean let's all come together with guns and kill and this, that. And when I say kill them, I don't mean kill them physically. We can kill them legally. We can kill them spiritually. We can kill them mentally. Just by joining together kills them mentally.
Right.
Yes, there's scurvy-ass niggas, and that's niggas, you know what I'm saying? Black people and scurvy-ass black people. But that's why we got to unify, so we can either reform them or weed them out. Yes, we must kill our own.
But
we
don't want that right there is why I say I agree with the fact when you say the war is inevitable. Because even when you get past the white versus black war, you got to fight your own black people, the ones who oppose you, who's ready to take you out because they don't agree with you. You got to defend yourself against them. And even past them, your own family. Niggas who you was in the womb with. Not them niggas is, you know, getting into it as well.
But you can't blame them.
So it's like
a
war on every level. But I just feel like you say, form the Voltron to attack the main adversary.
Yeah, and then we'll figure out how to get ourselves together if we fuck with each other.
That in-house fighting is always going to be there.
Yes, man.
That's why Voltron kind of, you know, like Voltron be tweaking a little bit
because we all
the left
human
leg don't agree with the right arm.
We all human beings. We all have our own way of seeing things. So my way of thinking is based on my perception. I have to walk in your shoes every single day, every single waking moment to think like you. And I can't do that. So ultimately, there's going to be inevitable conflict because I see the world a certain way and you see the world a certain way. But we all see in the world that we all the same certain color. That should be a big. I know I should say a war of color. They said, once you cut a person, they, we all bleed red. I said, yeah, but the DNA inside that redness is different. But anyway, we all bleed red. We all have a flesh and we skin each other.
So, okay, look, this is a crazy question. So, walking in a nigga's shoes, when you can see your common, your common thread, so to speak. Whatever happened, something, you know, made it to where you can see what we got most in common. Do you think that, hypothetically speaking, you think that, like, if it was an alien invasion, all humans would unite and see that, like, common thread, like, humans versus aliens now? Like, if it was, like, an alien threat on the planet? Like, hard facts, though. Of a presence of extraterrestrial life that's trying to take you out.
I don't believe.
You think that all the humans now would just really come together for real, like how we should have been?
Like you say, racism is
a threat.
Like you say, racism is a distraction. I believe aliens is a distraction. A pimp tell a hoe to look at the sky. You know what I'm saying? Because I got control of what's going on down here. Really, the pimp tell a hoe to look at the ground, but he tell her, look at the sky. It's because the hoe ain't worried about what's going on. The motherfucker pay attention to the sky, wondering how the stars going to line, while the pimp is taking control of what really matters, everything that's in front of him. You know what I'm saying? And Uncle Sam is the pimp, and we the hoe. And that motherfucker keep going up with NASA shit and all this other shit. Tell us to look to the sky. Tired a lot of us and say that the motherfucking aliens built the pyramids and shit. That's hoeing us. That's hoeing us so we don't realize who we truly are, so they can still keep control of us. That's all that is. And if you want to be really technical, there is aliens, but we are the aliens. We go from planet to planet with the same war, and we destroy. That's why we don't face this war. We go to planet to planet and destroy it with the same motherfucking war, and we've never came to a resolve. And that's why I feel it's inevitable, because light constantly chases darkness. It's inevitable. But at one point in time, there was just straight darkness. But you know what I'm saying? So that's deep for you. At one point in time, there was just straight darkness. You know what I'm saying? So, but
if it was like, okay. That makes it, like, I fucks with that. I do. Because it's like, we are the aliens or the extraterrestrials. But it's like, if you just theoretically or hypothetically speaking, if it was an alien that came that was like, you know, reptilian humanoid, undefinable, undescribable, that came and was a visible threat to the planet Earth, do you think that would be incentive for all races to actually come together how we should, you know?
Absolutely.
Have camp come together.
If it was some outer being that looked like something from Alien vs. Predator and they say, I'm coming to kill all you motherfuckers, white people would be like, nah, I hate you, but I love you, and we got to defend this planet. But, you know, that's the hypothetical. But if we deal with the facts of what's real, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, man. Our enemy is right in front of us.
Yeah, that's just some blow shit. Some blow shit I be thinking about.
It's actual fact. It's actual fact to make the human race unify together. But I believe what we searching for is what we truly see, is what's in the mirror. We searching for what...
And that's the thing, though. Like, that's how microscopic the war gets. To where it's like, nah, I ain't even fighting my brothers no more. I'm fighting myself. You feel me? Man in the mirror.
Yeah.
Like, that's why the war exists on so many levels, because it's really just a reflection of what you going through with yourself. And everybody around you is a physical manifestation of that. physical manifestation of what's going on with you internally. So it's like, yeah, the ultimate enemy, enemy yourself.
We are our greatest enemies, but the biggest threat for people of a certain nationality is, the, you know what I'm saying, what we truly see, who's suppressing the world, you know what I'm saying, Caucasian flesh and blue eyes, that's suppressing the world, and that's no lie, and that's the motherfucking truth. And as soon as we look at that, then we'll be able to unify, you know what I'm saying, to be able to go to war, but we ain't in shape to go to war. We fucked up as a people.
Who are we?
I'll be real. Like, people be saying that. And this might sound like some hater shit, but, nigga, if you have melanin skin, bro, if you brown in any kind of way, bro, I'm tired of, like, people like, I'm Irish. We have, like, olive skin. No, bro, you white. Stop playing with me, bro. It's white and there's many different genres of them. And it's black and there's many different genres of them. Or the Caribbean. Like, to me, the people that's in Hawaii, the Hawaiians, those is black people. Because they got melanin skin. Like, well, we got to look at the obvious. And I feel like everything's right in front of our face.
The first chief of Hawaii was named King Kamehameha.
Cuz, what's up?
And that shit, I first heard from that shit on Dragon Ball Z. With that nigga Goku.
Yeah, I mean, he must have been a heavy he must have been a heavy spiritual king and leader.
Right, like that nigga could throw the beam, cuz. Call that nigga Chief Kamehameha.
For real.
He probably fat as hell too, like, yes. Yeah, like, but Rocket still, Power. Remember Rocket Power?
But he's still black though. I guarantee his nose is wide. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's still black though, you know what I'm saying? That's black, you know, so I just believe that's just gotta pay attention to what's in front of us. And when I say wage war, I said just be strategic. We all just get together, we unify, we weed out the bullshit in our culture, and we come to the table with another group of people, and we tell them what we did, what we need to make our people successful.
Man, it's just so crazy that you brought that up, cause it's like a real. It's a real situation that you really gotta pour it on. That's the thing. It's about preparation.
I can't think about war. I can't think about everybody probably unified in human species. If I gotta think race first. The reason why is because I'm gonna have a black baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna have a white baby. Even if I was to have a baby by a white woman, it'd still be black. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm looking out for seeds of the future. You know what I'm saying? So, that's how I feel about that. I know it may be crazy. I know it may sound racist. I know it may sound vulgar, but shit, man. The truth hurts, I mean, and I believe we run from the truth and we hide it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but nigga, like, in my opinion, from considering race first, like, I feel like I agree with you. I see the end game as far as, like, you staying true to your culture is what gives you a stronghold to fight not just the white man, but any threat that may come
any
from outside
threat,
the
exactly.
White man. Because you have a stronghold with you and yours.
What I'm saying has nothing to do with the white man. It has to do with facts. Who's suppressing us? Are we together? What do we need to do to fight back and get more unified and gain our freedom? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no like the white man here, the white is that. I'm like, bro, what is holding us down? It's a group of certain looking people that discriminates on other people and gives their people incentives to be able to stay in power and succeed. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair, man. I'm not about to come in the kitchen behind all y'all and I get the leftover chicken. Really, I want to be first. And even if I'm second, I want to be able to get the same amount of portion as you get without you discriminating on how much I got. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to let all your cousins and brothers go first and then me and my cousins' brothers go. No, really, it should be two different lines. You know what I'm saying? This is my line, this is my people's line. And we can look over at your line and talk shit and be cool. And maybe we'd be able to get so cool to where we can form one good line out of one big pair. But until then, we need two different lines going towards the same common goal. Same time, you know what I'm saying? So we can respect each other. White people don't respect us because we ain't unified and we ain't together. They respect each other, though. They may feel disrespectful if you a white schmuck, as they like to call it, a bum. We call them bum-ass niggas. They call them schmucks. But you know what I'm saying? But still, at the same time, it's like supposed to be a common respect. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for the masses. Like, on a local level, you can be cool with a white person. You can have a good relationship with a white person. You can win the war with a white person. And they'd be one of the most realest motherfuckers you ever made. But I'm talking about on a global level for all. For all people of melanin skin and dark skin that are oppressed, are too oppressed, we need to fight the war for us because we're on the biggest stage, which is America. We're on the biggest stage, which is America. America is the biggest stage, you know, so.
Yeah.
For real. This has been a Cross Visions Podcast, Episode 7, Part 1. Tune into Part 2 of Episode 7. Thank you.